Okay, Daf Yutes in the base. The Mishav Yachach Bolaretz. Beshama Oymim. Beshama says Nozer Shloshim Yom. Beslomim Nozer Batchil Yester all over again. What's the pshat in this Mishnah? What's the pshat over here in this Mishnah that you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to start all over again? So look at Tosfos. Look at the Hilchos Tosfos. Tosfos says Mishnozer Bchutz Laoretz. Nizirus harbe mishloishim yoyim v'hirshim nizirusa b'chus loretz. Okay, nizirus harbe. What is Rashi mishloishim yoyim? What does that Tosfos mean? I'm not sure. And v'hirshim nizirusa, he was mashlim his nizirus where in chus loretz v'achach bo loretz lav dafka b'mikre b'olmo. V'lesag liyosi loretz yisrael l'hakiv karmonesa v'lehashim nizirusa l'markidis l'markidislei. And then he's Bolaretz. So we're talking about Lav Davka bin Mikre, Ba'olma. Doesn't mean that he just stopped. He came. The word where he comes, it sounds like he came by accident. How could he come by accident when he has an obligation? When a person is Mashal the Nazirus, he has a duty to bring his Korbanos. And the only place where he can bring his Korbanos is in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Tosfos says Lav Davka. B'mikre ba'olma the loy sang loy yasi laaretz yisrael lachem kumnaisav l'hashem nizirusay l'markidus kumakidus like so nazir shloshim yom b'gemara mefarish the dimidrabon k'nasa b'almuhu shagazu b'eretz amim the gazu aleim tuma u'minatayra vaday tar v'yatsa de nizirusay. Okay, so over here this sugya is introducing us to this concept that chutz laaretz is tamei midrabonin. You step foot al admas nechar. The moment you step foot in chutz liaretz, automatically you become tamis. Any time a person mekabel nezirus, exactly. So a person that's mekabel nezirus in chutz liaretz, it is ki'ilu he was mekabel nezirus in the beis hakvaras. Now it's only midrabon. It's only midrabon. It's not midrash. It's the male line nafkamina. It's only midrabonon. The male nafkamina is that it's only chumra. It's only chumra. It's not a midrash. Midrash. So we see that in chusters is tar midrabonon. Okay. So the more tikkun mishnah. Nachmal mishnah. Mishnazar. Nizirus harbe v'hishlam es nizirusoy b'chutz la'aretz. So he has to observe 30 days. What do you mean over here, Nozer Batachila? Rash Tosfos says, Nozer Tzorch Lachzor Lachaschil Kol Min Yonoi Gam Divri Beis Hillel Kenas Umid Rabbanan Vachem Fresh Begemara. So over here Beis Hillel says you have to start everything. So what's the chilik between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? We have to see the Gemara. We have to think about what exactly is the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But obviously both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, to it, we hold that a person is done in Avera and he has to go do it again. Vayda. Maisa b'hil mehamalcha shaholach b'novim ramul chamav y'amra, and she said, im yavai b'nim namul chamav b'shalom mehei nizira sheva shanim. Yes, so hil mehamalcha my son comes up with a law from war alive, I've been nozir for 7 years. And what happened? He came back alive. Uba b'noham namul chamav y'sa nizira sheva shanim b'vasev sheva shanim also l'arish came to Eretz Yisrael. Hil mehamalcha was mekabel nizira smechutz li'aretz. And Beis Hillel told her that you made a mistake. You were 7 years in the zero in chutz la'aretz. No good. You cannot be in the zero in chutz la'aretz because why? It's like being a nazir in the beis hakvaras. Until therefore, she was in the zero for 7 years. And v'soiv shav hashem nitmos. She became to the Nimtzos, so comes out in the Zir Eshem Yachashonet, she was near for 21 years. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lohoysa the Zir Ella Arba Eshashon Hills, that was not Maisa, she only was there for 14 years. Tosfos, there is no Rashi here. There is no Rashi over here. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lohoysa the Zir Ella, Yudah Lashon, the Gemma Farishlam, Katani Reish, okay, the Mark explains the God Zachfine. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Machlokes, was she in Nazir for 21 years? Was she in Nazir for 14 years? Okay, Mr. Rappaport, Shalom Aleichem, welcome to the Shir. Okay, we just finished learning the Mishnah, Daf Yutes Amid Beis. We just concluded the Mishnah, Yutes Yoyim Toiv, Yutes Amud Beis. We just concluded the Mishnah. In your honor, we're going to read the Mishnah again very, very quickly. If you don't understand anything that we said, don't worry, because the Gemara is going to explain the entire Mishnah, so we'll just cause the Mishnah words. Misha Nazar, Nazirus, a person was Mekabel, multiple terms of Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is one big base Akvaris. And then what happened? The Hishlam as Nazirus, and he everything went according to plan. He was Mashlam in Nazirus, all the Nazirus. The Yachakach, in other words, Bolaretz, afterwards he came to Eretz Yisrael. Beishamai says, Nazir, Shloshim Yoim. Beishamai says, he has to repeat. He has to repeat the Nazir for 30 days because you cannot be a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz has the status of Tumah. It's as if he was Mekabel with his Nazirus in the Beis HaKvaris. The ganze Chutz La'aretz, one Groysa, Beis HaKvaris. Ubeis Hillel Lo'im Rein, Beis Hillel says, Nazir Betchila Zalbazach. You have to start all over again. What's an afkamina? The Gemara will explain. And now the Gemara brings the Barvusta Maisa with Hilni Malk. Everyone knows the Maisa. This Maisa is so famous. Sholim, and he was telling about this Maisa already for years. This Maisa. What was the Maisa? The Maisa was Hilni Malk. Maisa Hilni Malk. Shalach the middle of Muhammad. Her son to Muhammad. The Amr, and she said him, Yavoi binim in Muhammad b'shomayin nizir sheva shanim. If my son comes back from war alive, I will be in Nazira for 7 years. The son came back from Muhammad, she was in Nazira for 7 years. She was in Nazira, she observed her Nazira in Chutz La'aretz. And after 7 years, she came back, she came to bring the Karbanos. The Karbanos. And when she came to bring the Karbanos, they told her that it was invalid. Her Naziris of 7 years in Chutz La'aretz was invalid. You have to do it in Eretz Yisrael. The Chayruah Beisil L'Shay Nazir Oit Shavah Hashem Achres to do Nazir for another 7 years. Uvisay V'Shav Hashem, and then she was Nazir for another 7 years. And then at the end of the 7 years, she became Tameya. And she becomes Tameya Yisay Tzra'a Koil. And Meila, she went and she observed another 7 years. For a grand total of 21 years, the 21 years. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, because no, that wasn't the Ma'is Lachisa Elav Arba Esher Shan, only for 14 years. Okay, so that's the mission in a nutshell. A chiddush that being mekabel nezidus in Chutz La'aretz is the me'ain of being mekabel nezidus in the Beis HaKvaros. Even though midraraisa it's going to be good, midrabanan is a knas. And he has to do it again. And then the Ma'is Hilni Amalka, did she observe the Naziris for 21 years or 14 years? We'll see the Gemara. Now, Ketani Reisha. Now the Gemara begins. Ketani Reisha, Beishama Yoimim Nazir, Shloshim Yoim, Ubeisilayim, Niz Nazir Betchila. What exactly is the point of disagreement? Lema, shall we suggest? Beishamai Savri, Eretz, Amim, Mishum Gusha, Gozru Lecha. What does that mean exactly? Look at Rashi Mamaschil. So he holds that the avir, the air that you breathe in Chutz La'aretz is perfectly fine. There is no tuma in the air. The tuma is in the gush. The gush, gush etzion, in the gush, in the earth. You go on a bus, they have that accent, the accent there, it's strong, they have this, everything is, the chov, achiyah, hashiloni. Okay, so we have the gush is light, it's a lightweight tumma. Why is that so? I don't know, but that's what it is. Whereas according to the sheet of Beis Rashi, it's sufficient 30 days. Ubeisil Sarvi, the next Rashi, Daf Chof Amid Aleph. We turn the page. This is the most exciting thing in Daf Yomi. There's nothing like turning the page. Vaita Ubeisil Sarvi. Mishum aviro gozro leha rashi the chamira to masa. Yeah, and the tumma is chamira. It is very severe. Why is it severe? Mishumachi tricha de tehevi kitchila. Now, it's very more exact. This over here is machlokes be Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Hillel is more machmir. We have a general rule that the Beis Shammai is the one that's machmir. This is an exception to the rule where Beis Hillel is machmir. And the Gemara is being mazed with machlokes be Shammai and Beis Hillel. Is it in the Gush or is it in the Avir? The Gemara says no. This is incorrect. The Kuli Alba, everyone agrees, Mishum Gush, Gajro Lecha. Everyone agrees that it's Mishum Gush. It's Gush. What then is Machlokes Beshamai and Beis Hillel? Beshamai Savri. Bestam Nizirus Konesma. Beshamai says, Stam Nizirus Konesma, Bistol Savri, Ki Konesma, Betchilus Nizirus. Okay, Rashi, Loi. Kuli Alba Gush, 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 Kila, Tuma. Okay, that's it. Let's see Tosfos. Let's see what it says in Tosfos. Tosfos over here says the Eretz Amim Mishum Gusha Gazu Ba'avisol Savri Mishum Adiru Gazu Isvarm the Garsi Hachi. Okay, that was the Gemara's Havamina. Okay, let's see the final Tosfos. Tapta is from the Garasi Hachi, the Vishamai Savi, Erisam, and Misham Gusha, Gajra, Lechlo, Alavira. Umoto Lukanes, Babis, Shida, Tele Migdo. Obisul Savafil, Alavira, Gajra, Mishamacha, Hamilus, the Strakol. Now, Toysvis is pointing out an afkamina between Vishamai and Mishil that's not relevant for the Gemara. He just stopped telling you that according to Vishamai, a person, since the Chutzle, it's only the Gush, you can go to Chutzle Oritz. In a Shida, Teva, Umigdal, as long as you don't make contact with the earth. So as long as you are in an automobile or in an airplane and you're not actually making contact with the earth, you can go to Chutz L'Aretz. According to Beis Hillel, no, it's the Avir, anywhere in the airspace. The Kasha, the Gir Suzu, the Mai Time of the Beshamai. The Nihid Legajri Kiyim Yishum Gusha, Mikomokum Lisra, Kom Midna Havi Abes Akvaris, the Aim and Metame Bavira. Okay, so that's not correct. Because just if you hold it, it's because of Gusha, so what? So what? The bottom line is, the person did touch the Gush. He did touch the Gush. A person that was a Nazir in Chutz L'Oretz, he stole the Gush. Okay, I'm not sure he's saying over here that there's another Gersa, not a Gersa. And this Gersa answers the question that I asked you, how could this be correct? Because we have a Mesoira that Beis Shammai is always Machmir versus Beis Hillel. And here it appears that Beis Hillel is Machmir. Therefore, he says, Beis Shammai said, Mishum Avir Gazu, Vachmir Beretz Amim. Abisol Sav Mishum Gusha Gazu, Vimtama Vashanami Mai Tam Beis Shammai. Alright, I'm not showing you that it's a very long valve and over my little head. Okay, 1 second, I can't see anyone because my computer went off, now I can see fine. Loi, okay, I don't know what that means. I don't want to go, it's going to take too long for me to figure it out. Let's go to the next part, next rash, next places. Loi, no. The Kuliyama Mishamadiro, Gaju, Lechay Nichol, Reshamai, Lekonis, Ella, Shloishim Yoim. Okay, it's not really clear, not for now. But over here we have Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Let's on our Gersa. Our Gersa very simply says that Beis Shammai is Mishum Gusha, Beis Hillel Mishum Avira. If it's Rashi learned, if it's Mishum Gusha, it's a Tumah Kala. Avira is a Tumah Chamura. the avir, if the avir is tame, then it's more chamur. If the gush is tame, it's not as chamur. L'may nafkamina, according to Beis Tila, it's mishum avir. If a person was makabel in the zivus for 100 days, he's going to have to do it for 100 days. It's not going to be enough in order to do a token fulfillment of the nezirus in Eretz Yisrael for 30 days. That's nafkamina. A person was makabel upon himself in the zivus for 100 days. And he did this in chutz la'aretz. According to Beis Shammai, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael to bring the karbonis, they're going to prevent him from bringing the karbonis until he does not, he repeats in the zivus for 30 days. Knas. According to Beis Hillel, you makabel 100 days, you have to go do over the entire 100 days. That is enough. Community of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, a person, and the person is makabel chutz la'aretz on the zivus for 100 days. And indeed, successfully observes the nezirus in chutz la'aretz for 100 days, and now he comes to Eretz Yisrael to conclude his nezirus by offering korbanos, and he goes through an interrogation by the kohanim. What are you doing here, sir? What are you coming here to bring korbanos? And he reveals that he was mekabel nezirus in chutz la'aretz and for 100 days, and he observed nezirus for 100 days in chutz la'aretz. According to the Beis Shammai, he's going to have to first observe 30 days of nezirus in Eretz Yisrael Mishum Kenas to teach this fellow a lesson. You don't accept upon yourself nezirus in chutz la'aretz. And the reason why we only punish him for 30 days and do not make him repeat it for 100 days is because the tumor of Eretz of chutz la'aretz is only on the gush, on the earth, not in the ear. If you would fly on through an airplane through chutz la'aretz, or you would wear, I don't know, you wouldn't touch the earth, you would not become tame, only in the ear space, only if you touch the earth. Memela, that indicates that the earth, that it's not such a tumah chamura. If it's not chamura, Chazal did not deem it necessary to punish this fellow by demanding that he repeat in Eretz Yisrael the full term of 100 days. But according to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel holds the tumah chutz la'aretz, the tumah chamura, it's not just a clump of earth, it's just the avir. You wake up in the morning, and you take a breath of fresh air, according to Beis Hillel, you're inhaling tumah. What are you doing here in America? You should be in Eretz Yisrael. Inhaling the air of America, according to Beis Hillel, the avira, the chutz la'aretz, is metame. Menela, Chazal are going to punish this fellow. They're going to punish him, and they're going to tell him, you're mekabel in nezirus for 100 days, you have to repeat the complete 100 days in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Gemara's Maskana, a beautiful sugya with the Mishnah and the Gemara, and now we can go proceed to the next piece of Gemara. Ma'is of Hilneh Malka. The Barulus the Ma'is of Hilneh Malka. Okay, the Ma'is of the Mishnah, she was in nezirus, she said, made a tanai, she made a deal. Let's make a deal. You ever do this? Make a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. She said, my son is in war. It's dangerous. I want my son to come back alive. Ribbono Shel Olam, if he comes back alive, I'll be a Nazir for 7 years. Her son came back alive. She was a Nazir for 7 years. The only problem was she did not know the halacha that you're not supposed to be a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz. And after the 7 years, she went to the base, Hamigdash, to the Kabbanis. And she was interrogated by the Kohanim. And they told her, you know, the Kabbalah is just in Chutz La'aretz. And there's a penalty. And the penalty follows the Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel says, if your term was 7 years, you have to repeat your 7 years all over again. And that's what she did, 7 years. And then at the end of the 7 years, she became Tanea. And Allah is a person who's Makabal in the Zeus, and the end becomes Tam. You have to start all over again, according to one man, the Omar. So she did it all over again. So it was 7 in Chutz La'aretz, 7 in Eretz Yisrael, in the state of Tahara until the very last day. And then if she became Tam on the last day, she had to do it all over again, another 7, for a grand total of 7 plus 7 plus 7 equals 21. Did everyone know that? 7 plus 7 plus 7 equals 20. Okay. Now, why, by the way, why did the Mishnah have to tell us that? The Mishnah doesn't know that we add 7 plus 7 plus 7? It's a Mam Shapella. It says in the Mishnah. She was in the Zivah 7 years. And then they told her it's no good, do it again. And then she became the chair at the very, very end. So it turns out, so she was in zina three times. So why does the Mishnah tell us 7 plus 7 plus 7? Don't you think the Mishnah knows that we know how to count? I guess not. I guess not everyone knows how to count. You don't have 21 fingers to count on.
Bottom Tosfos, you look at the Tosfos on the bottom of each test on the base. The Soap Sheva, Shonam Bo, Yachtaf, Nitro. So look at Tosfos and Tosfos.
The Yesh Mepharshim in the Gemara, the Loi Nivlu Elu Be'elu, Midimonenon Achas, the Eshem Shana. So excellent. Mr. Rappaport came to the rescue. Because if not, four. The Mishnah telling us 21, we may think that they can overlap to some degree. How they overlap, I'm not sure. But there may be some way that we can swallow up one within another, somehow, some lumdis, to make it work out that she does not need to observe 21 days. Yiddish a cup is always the solution. You'll always find the solution in order to make it work out. And Ali Nijavi says, no, there is no solution, no shortcuts. 21 is 21. I think the reason why it said 21 is because, you know, some people, you know, they use their fingers to count. And when they run out of fingers, they use their toes. Since it's 21, it's more than your fingers than your toes. So we have to go help out those people and tell us 21. Mr. Rapport, how many fingers do you have? I have 11. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 plus 6 is 11. Weiter. The oldest joke in the book. Okay, next. Now we go back to Maisa. We have a rule here in the Shear. In the Shear, we have a rule here in the Shear of stink. Whenever we learn a Gemara where there's a Maisa, it's a Kiddush. Kiddush. Whenever we learn a Gemara, a Maisa, Kiddush. That's the way it goes over here. We have a sponsored Kiddush when Daf is a Maisa. How many times do you have in Shas a Maisa? How many? 2,700. I don't know. We have to ask Shlomo Binowitz. He learned Shas 37 times. He has to tell us how many times you have a Maisa in the Gemara. Maisa with the Malkom. Iboyalo. What's the shail over here? It says Bishanidmos. What happened over here? Let's see over here. Oh, let's see over here. Rashi. It's like the 25th day. It's a shail. Now we're going over here on Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, this shtekel Gemara is going lefi Rabbi Yehuda. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash. The chassid.
You forgot something.
To call you?
The red carpet.
The red carpet? Oy. Okay, let's see over here. Shalom Aleichem. There's more over here.
He canceled the... There was no share, so...
Oh, he canceled the share.
I came late because I was finishing up Chumash Rashi. Mishpatim. It's a longer Rashi, but until Sheni.
It's a very long parasha. Okay.
So, wait, up to which daf?
Daf Chofam Aleph. Let's see the Rashi.
How does the mission start?
Okay, so let's we explain what's going on over here. So
yeah, what was the Maisa?
I'm going to stay over the Maisa in a second. Okay, so yeah, over here, here's the issue. Let's explain. Okay, here's the Maisa.
First of all, who was Hilni Amalka? Who was she?
I don't know who she was.
She lived in the time of the Baal Sheni, yeah?
She lived, yeah, has to be.
I think during Yashka time.
I don't know, when did she live
during
exactly?
Yashka time.
Yeah.
Because there's a sif called Toldos Yeshu. the real story behind how he was a mamzer, and it says it was the time of Hillel.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Wow, that's fascinating.
According to this sefer,
that's fascinating.
We don't know the author of the sefer, but it's a very old sefer. Rashi quotes it, told us Yeshu.
Wow. I never knew this. So Yeshu was Noilat, the nice Miriam, the godless Sarah, who took place during the time.
According to this book, she was a he was a mamzer.
He was a mamzer, and that took place during the time of Hilna Hamalka, Pilik Y. Where did she live? Where did Hilna Hamalka?
I have no idea.
Because the Mishnah says she was living in the Chutz Yards. Okay, so let's recap very quickly. Very quickly. The Mishnah to the Yisoid. If a person is Makabal Nezirus in Chutz La'aretz, it's as if you're Makabal Nezirus in the Beis HaKvaris. Because the Ganze Chutz La'aretz is one big Beis HaKvaris.
So therefore it's invalid?
So Midaraisa it's valid. It's valid Midaraisa. Because really Midaraisa there is no Tum in Chutz La'aretz. There isn't. But as a Chumrah Knas, when the person that when he comes to Eretz, he surely has to observe the Nezirus. That is a machloikis, beshamay and beshilil. How much does he need to do?
Now, that's if he never goes to Eretz Yisrael.
So the Hayasi has to bring the Kurbanos. He has to eventually go
to
Eretz Yisrael.
He has to observe. He cannot be Matama.
No, you cannot observe Nezirus. That's what the Mishnah says. You cannot observe Nezirus in Chutz La'aretz, because Chutz La'aretz is a din of Tumas Ha'amen. It's Tame. It's like the Beis HaKvaris.
So what's that? So he doesn't have to keep anything then, as long as he's in Chutz La'aretz.
I understand. No, he does. He should. He's wasting his time, because when he's going to come to Eretz Yisrael to bring the Kurbanos, the Kohanim are not going to accept the Kurbanos. They're going to demand of him that he repeat the Nezirus.
Oh, I see.
So person was now.
So during this time that he's in Chutz La'aretz, he could drink wine, could take haircut.
No, I don't know. Could be not. Could be he's not allowed to. Could be that since he was Makabel Nezirus, he's Korech Mikan V'Korech Mikan.
I got
Isn't that a funny expression to say about a Nazir? He's Korech Mikan V'Korech Mikan,
yeah.
And he has to go here. So a Nazir.
Meaning he has to. Yeah.
He has to leave for L'Choira. If he says Haredi Nazir, he has no choice. Even though he's living in Chutz La'aretz, he has to observe the Nezirus because the Tumah of Chutz La'aretz is only Midrabanan. Midraisa it's Tar. Midraisa Chutz La'aretz is Tar. It's only a Chum Midrabanan. The male, if he says Haredi Nazir, he has no choice but to observe the Nezirus even in Chutz La'aretz.
Okay.
However, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael,
he has to keep it again.
He has to do it again. So we learned in the Mishnah, Machlokes Beshamay and Beisil, how much does he have to reobserve in Eretz Yisrael?
Okay.
Now let's say the case, for argument's sake, was he was a Mekabel Nezirus for, let's say, for 7 years.
Yeah.
Like Hilni Hamalka. Hilni Hamalka was Mekabel of very, very long Nezirus.
She was a goy.
Yes. No, she wasn't. She was Jewish. No, she wasn't. She was a Yiddish. No, she was Jewish.
But another is shy for a woman as a
yes,
female?
Yes, the Farish Apasik. Ish oi isha. Ke yindor neder. Nozir lahazir lahashem. It's the Farish in the Torah. The Farish in the Torah that a Froy can be Makabal Naziris.
Her name, Malka, was a woman.
A Yiddish. Yeah, she was a good woman.
A queen.
She was a Yiddish. She had a son. They had a sukkah. The whole Maisa, the Sukkah, she sat in the Sukkah, and the Chum, she sat in Reisha.
Her husband wasn't alive?
I don't know. I don't know any history.
Okay.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
But the Maisa over here is, we have Hilde Hamalka. Hilde Hamalka was Makabal Nezirus. And what happened to Makabal Nezirus in Chutz, the Aretz? She comes to Eretz Yisrael, and they tell her, and she was in Makabal Nezirus for 7 years. She said she had a son that was in war. She had a son, a Froy, and she had a Zun, and the son was in Mochama, and she said she made a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You ever do this?
That if he comes back alive,
from war, then I'll be a Nezir for 7 years.
And Ken Havi
came back alive. So she was a Nezir for 7 years. At the end of 7 years, she went to Eretz Yisrael to bring the Kurbanos. When she came to bring the Kurbanos, the Kohanim said that it's invalid. You're not allowed to be Makabal. It does not count in Chutz La'aretz.
Mm-hmm.
So it says in the Mishnah, so they told you have to do it all over again. So what did she do? She observed it for another 7 years.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the 7 years, she became Temeah.
Yeah.
And then when she became
before she brought the Kurbanos.
Before she brought the Kurbanos. Therefore, she's Soisra Kol. It's one long Nezirus. She was Makabel, one long, continuous Nezirus for 7 years. And she became Temeah. So she brought it, so she started to do it again. So the Mishnah says it turns out that she did Nezirus for how long? For 21 years.
Wow.
7 years in the Chutz La'aretz, 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, and then at the end she became Temeah, so she had to do it again. for 21 years. Got it?
When you said seven in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean she was there for 7 years. It means once she went to Eretz Yisrael, she had to do it over again.
Right.
In Chutzla when she went back.
No, I told you can't do a Nazirus in Chutzla already.
So she had to live in Eretz Yisrael for 7 years?
Yes, yes, yes.
So what about her kingdom and everything?
Chesnish. That's the way it is.
So one second. She came in contact. So the last 7 years is where she had to be in Eretz Yisrael.
Yes, yes. So she was in Eretz Yisrael for 14 years. She had no choice. She was in Mekawal first. So now the way we have to clarify one thing, who's the one that says they have to go do the entire Nazirus all over again in Eretz Yisrael? Only Beis Hillel.
Right.
And Beis Shammai says it's only a Knas. Beis Shammai is more lenient in this particular case, more lenient, and you only have to do it for 30 days.
Okay, got it.
So Hillel Malk, according to the Shita Beis Shammai, the result would be that she's a Mekabel Nazirus, so how many for 30 days?
For seven years.
And then she comes to Eretz Yisrael, and they told her, Mrs., you're not going to do that. You have to do the Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael. No, you did it already. What can we do for you? So, no, do it again. Do 30 days.
According to Beis Shammai.
Beis Hillel says do 7 years.
So she followed Beis Hillel?
So it's a machloikis. There is a machloikis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, was it 21 years or was it 14 years? That's the Mishnah. We chazal the whole Mishnah. This is the Maisa. There was a Maisa in the Malchim. There's a Machloikis in the Mitzias. There's a Machloikis. What was the Maisa? Was she Nazir for 21 years or was she Nazir for 14 years?
Yeah.
So now the Gemara wants to suggest very simply. The Machloikis is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. According to the Magen that she was in Nazir for 21 years. It's going like Beis Hillel.
Right.
7 years in Chutz Yaretz, she repeated 7 years in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
She became Tmeya Noch 7 years.
Right.
But according to the Shita of Beis Shammai, she was there for 7 years. Then she comes to Eretz Yisrael, you only do it for 30 days.
Right.
And then she became Tmeya.
Another 30 days.
She became Tmeya. So that's the problem of this. Let's clarify. That's the Gemara. Ibayalu. What's the Gemara Luhu? Bishanitmos Valiba de Beis Shammai. It says she became Tmeya. Are we going according to Beis Shammai, which said only 30 days? Or Dilma Bishaloi Nitmos Valiba de Beis Hillel. Now let's see what does it mean. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Iboiluhu. Rashi over here, get it. This is Rashi. Every Rishon is going to have their own Mahalach in the Gemara. Rashi learns the question here is only going Lefi Beis Hillel.
Rabbi Yehuda.
The last wide line. Four lines from the top. Ibayalu. What's the Shaila? Now, Rashi learns the Gemara's question is Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says what?
Yeah.
14 years. Rabbi Yehuda says she was not a Nazira. She was not a Nazira for 21 years. She was a Nazira for how long?
14. And what now, about those? What about
so
those
now
you
want to understand why, what exactly is the lumness of her being in here for exactly 14 years? So Ibayalu, Hod Amar Yehuda, Deloy Chayisan Nazira, Elo Yudal 14 years.
In Eretz Yisrael?
Yes, in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the case? Are we going Bishanit Meis Kamar? Is the case going with Bishanit Meis? The Alim de Beshamai? What does it mean to Bishanit Meis? One of the cases according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not telling us what happened. We know that according to according to Tanakhama, 21 years. We know what happened. She came to Eretz Yisrael, and they told her, excuse me, you can't do it in the Chutz Yaretz. They told her like Beis Hillel, and she did it for another 7 years, and then she became Tmeya at the end of 7 years, so she did it for another 7 years. The Tanakhama that says she was a Nazira for 21 years clearly is going Lefi Shitas Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
There's no way out of it. But when Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not the story. The story was she was only in Nazir for 14 years. We want to clarify according
to... What about those first 7 years in Chutz Laretz?
That's there's nothing you can do about that. That for sure happened.
So that's another 7 years, 21 years.
No! According to the Tanakhama, it was 21 years. Okay? And we know why. 7 years, she's in the Zun Chutz Laretz. Then she came to
Eretz
Yisrael.
But that really doesn't count. She has to observe it.
Right? So another 7 years in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Like who? Like Beis Hillel.
Yeah.
And then she became Tamei at the very end.
Another 7 years.
21 years. 21 years. So we know exactly the longest Lefi Shitas Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't tell us anything. All he says was, you got it all wrong. She was a Nazir for 14 years. The Gemara now wants to understand the longest of Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
What exactly is his reasoning, is his train of thought? So we do we say Bishnit Meis Kamar Veli Be Shamai Dikasha also Loretz Chayset Aisa Shloishim Yoyim Kibe Shamai Nit Meis Bitumas Meis V'Sosh Zakol V'Also Sheva Shonim Achinim Kibe Tchila.
Be Shamai doesn't say that.
No, so that Be Shamai says when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to observe 30 more days.
Yeah.
So here's the Gemara's suggestion. It's an incredible Lomsha Gemara. Those 30 days are considered an extension of the 7 years. It's not like
Which 7 years?
The first 7 years.
Okay, yeah.
This woman was Makabel and Aziris for 7 years.
Yeah.
She comes to Eretz Yisrael and they say, excuse me, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that in the Chutz Diaretz. You have to do Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
All right, but you know what? You did it already. Masha, Hoya Kvar Hoya, Knas. Just do an additional 30 days.
Okay.
Watch out. Those additional 30 days, it's not a new Nazirus. It's not a Naya Nazirus. It's an extension of the old Nazirus.
Okay.
Lamai Nafgamina. If you mess up these last 30 days, you're going to have to start all over again.
Oh, I see.
If she would mess up in a regular 7 years, on the last day of 7 years, what would happen? She would have to do it all over again.
No, if she messes up, let's say after the 30th.
Oh, after 7 years is over. Oh, so you're already getting into the lumness of yesterday's daf and 2 days ago and 2 days ago.
After 30 days, she's matama. So what would Bishamai say then?
So that's a machloikis. That we actually learned, yes, is a three-way machloikis. It's a big machloikis. If a person was makabal, it's a machloikis. The person was makabal in the Zeus. And then that's for 30 days. And now you just never got around to bring the karbonos. I just never got around. It's now day 32. It's now day 32. Busy. You're a busy guy. Right?
Nee.
Got some business somewhere. It's important business. And now you're up to day 32, 33, 34, 35. I just never got around to bringing my karbonos.
You're talking about the extension after the 7 years.
No, let's talk about Stam case. 30 days. Okay, Stam is just 30 days. And now
before the karbonos, it has to start all over again.
So machloikis, machloikis, big machloikis. So now you're up to day 32, 31, 32, 33, 34. No, bring the karbonos. No, bring the karbonos. I'm busy. I know I should, but I'm just busy. And now, on day 33, you become Tamei. You come in contact with the dead. What is the halacha? So what's the shaila? Do we say, once you get to day 31, it's over. My Nazirus is over. I have an obligation to bring karbonos. But if I become Tamei, it doesn't mean I have to do it all over again. I'm done.
I thought everybody holds you have to do it all
right. I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, we're gonna come. Okay, we'll come. We'll see one thing at a time. We're gonna come.
What did he say? Toysvus?
Rabbi Yehuda, the Hotshach Limna Shloshim Yom Yeretz Yisrael, the Nidmas was Sav Shloshim Yom Yeretz Yisrael, Umanza Oyd Sheva Shonim. Right.
She became Tama on the 30th day.
Okay. That's what we said so far. The point is, when a person finishes, in a regular case, a stomach case of 30 days, if you come to day 31, and you did not yet bring your korbanos, and then you become Tommy on day 31, what happens? Do we say, listen, I already finished. I already got day 31, I'm done. I became Tommy, so I'll be Matahar myself, I'll be Soyser Shiva 7 days, and I'll bring my korbanos. Or do we say no? Until you bring your korbanos, you're in the middle of your Nazirus. And if you become Tommy on day 31, 32, 33, 34, until you bring your korbanos, Soisra Kol. You got to go do all 30 days all over again. The same way you have that Yesoid, when it comes to Stam Nazirus, you can say the same when it comes to a long Nazirus. I want to be a Nazir for 100 days. And today is day 101. And now, I can become Tameh. Oh, you became Tameh day 101? You got to do all over again. Go back to day 0. Start all over again. Because until you bring the Korbanos, you're still vulnerable. And if you become Tameh, you're Soiser HaKol. Don't say that I reached the finish line, I'm done. No, the Korbanos I'll bring when I get a chance. It doesn't work like that. Until you bring your Korbanos, you're vulnerable. If you become Tameh, you're going to have to go do all over the 100 days. Memela, 7 years. A purse, Makabal, Nazirus for 7 years. And now it's 7 years and 1 day. 7 years and 1 day. And you become Tummy. What happens?
And I become Tummy.
7 years and 1 day. And you become Tummy in 7 years and 1 day. What do you have to do over all 7 years or just 30 days? All 7 years. Until you bring your Korbanos. No, but we're learning now, according to the Man Diyam, that it's not a Machlokes. That until you bring your Korbanos, you
have to redo it. Yeah.
You got to redo the entire thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So this woman, Hilni Hamalka, she shows up in the Eretz Yisrael on day 30. And she tells the Beis Din, get ready. Tomorrow, I'm going to bring my Korbanos. Tomorrow is going to be 7 years. Okay, and then Hilni Hamalka, she's been Kabbal this year for 7 years. She shows up on the day before 7 years is over.
The second set of 7 years.
No, the first set.
Oh.
7 years. She shows up on Eretz Yisrael one day before the end of 7 years. And she says to the Beis Din, tomorrow I'm going to bring my Korbanos. They say to her, Mrs., you're not allowed to be a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz. You're a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz. You have to observe 30 more days.
After she brings the Korbanos.
No, before she brings the Korbanos.
She has to observe 30.
30 days before she brings the Korbanos.
According to Beshamai.
According to Beshamai. So by no
words. But according to Beselo, you have to observe another 7 years. But she only brings the Korbanos after she keeps another 7 years.
Not.
I'm confused now. No.
She only brings the Korbanos after another 7 years. They're both the same.
Everybody says you don't bring the Korbanos until you're mashlim. You mash up.
So we give you an extension. We extend the Nizis. Okay. You and Makabal Nizis for 7 years.
Yeah.
We're going to give you an extension.
Yes.
We're not accepting the Korbanos according to Beis Shammai tomorrow. Tomorrow is 7 years and 1 day. We will not accept the Korbanos tomorrow. We're giving you an extension. You have to observe another 30 days.
Yeah.
She takes the 30 days. And now it's 7 years and 30 days. And what happens? She becomes Temeah. So what does she have to go do now? She has to count the 7 years all over again.
According to
Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, she has to observe for another 7 years to begin with.
I'm sorry. Say it again. I'm sorry. Say the last sentence.
When you come to Eretz Yisrael,
yeah.
What do they make you do? Do they make you redo the entire Nizirus? They only give you an extension of 30 days. According to Beis Shammai, they give you an extension of 30 days.
Yeah.
So this is exactly what happened with Hilni Hamalka.
Yeah.
She observed 7 years in Chutz La'aretz.
Yeah.
She came to Eretz Yisrael. They gave her an extension for 30 days. On day 30 of the extension, she became Temeah. What does she need to do now?
So according to Beis Shammai?
All 7 years.
I got it. According to Beis Hillel, another seven.
According to Beis Hillel, she forget about 30 days. They actually, right away, she has to go observe. She has to observe another 7 years.
A third of 7 years.
Second 7 years.
I know, but let's say the second 7 years, she becomes Tumah.
At the end of the 7 second years,
yeah.
She has to go solo.
Okay. According to Beshamah, okay, I got it.
So now, we want to know the story.
Why talk to Beshamah? Says, now you're going to have to 7 years. Why the second time not? Why only the third time?
Beshamah says, we only give you an extension for 30 days.
I got it.
But if you mess up during the 30 days, you have to count 7 years. And that's what happened over here. This woman, she was in the zero for only 14 years.
I got it.
Tyson says, Lavdavka 40 years. It was 14 years and 30 days. It was 14 years and 30 days. She said 7 years. Yeah. At the end of 7 years, she arrives in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, yeah.
They gave her an extension for 30 days.
Yeah.
At the end of the 30-day extension, she became Tamei.
It sounds like Beishamai.
Beishamai, exactly. Yeah. That's going to be Huda.
And I'm sorry, they gave her extension. She becomes Tamei the 30th day.
And now she has to observe.
Oh, that's the 14 years. According to
years.
Okay.
Okay, so Nachmal inside. So he brought so this inside.
But according to Beit Shammai, if she becomes Tuma, the 30, she comes in contact with the Tumas Mass the 30th day, then she has to observe 7 years.
7 years.
But let me ask you something. 7 years and maybe another 30 days.
No.
Because that was an extension.
No, 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 we don't say that. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're saying Lom Shavart. The bottom line is, as long as she observes something in Eretz Yisrael, Ibarilu, look over here, the Rashi, the first small line in Rashi. Bishanit meis kamar, veli de
Beishamai.
The first small line in Rashi. The first small line in the Rashi. Bishanit meis. Five lines from the top. Bishnit meis kamar, veli de Beishamai. Why did she also Loretz when she came to Eretz Yisrael? V'chayso isa shloishim yom. She did 30 days kibei shamai.
Yeah.
Nid meis b'tumas meis, and therefore it was a 30-day extension. And therefore, what is the law? The law she has to repeat all 7 years. V'sasra sako v'yasra sheva shor machelim givutchilos. A dilma. Maybe that's not the ma'isa. Maybe when they said she was talking for 14 years, a dilma shloi nid meis. Ella. She's not become Tom El Bishvil, so Basel, but Aretz, for Amin, but also Larry Troll, also Shavu Shem, Kibbutz Hillel. Maybe the Maisa was going to be Hillel.
Yeah.
And Abihu the Hosea, she's not become Tanea. So that's our dilemma. Our dilemma is Hilni Hamalka. When it says in the Mishnah, Abihu the Shida, she only did it for 14 years. Is it Hilni Hamalka? Abihu is going like Hilni Shammai. They gave her 30 days. And she messed up on the 30 days. Mela another nacha 7 years.
But don't we be passing like Beis Hillel?
Oh, going like Beis Hillel.
But don't we be passing like Beis Hillel?
Well, maybe I don't know. That's more shaila. Or maybe it was like Beis Hillel, and she never became Tamei.
Yeah.
Mela, there was no only 14 years. It wasn't 21 years.
Yeah.
This is the machloikis. So he barely who bish nid vil do the bish amel do the bish like did mizol do the bish lo tosh mal tving around also loretz b'charu beis hillel shete hein the nizua oit shem shemachevais. It says in the Mishnah. The Ha'ur Beis Hillel. So therefore, you can't go tell me go with Beis Shammai. It says that it was Beis Hillel that was told her. No, I made a mistake. Let's see. Ha'ur Beis Hillel was that was according to the Tanakhama. Okay, it's an Araya. Let's go vital. Hear the kasha? It has to be she was not nitmes. Because if she was nitmes, then the end was she was in Nizira for 14 years and 30 days. And it says in the Mishnah she was only in Nizira for 14 years. It leaves out the 30 days. If you go like Beis Hillel, then in the Chanan she was in Nizira for exactly 14 years.
She was not Tamei.
No, we're going Rabbi Yehuda. The Shaila is only in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says 14 years. We want to know what was the Maisa.
When you say 14 years, you mean in conjunction with Chutz Laretz and Kazin or just in
Eretz Yisrael? Together with Eretz Yisrael. 7 years in Chutz Laretz and 7 years in Eretz Yisrael. 7 plus 7 is 14.
Okay,
7 plus 7. So the Shaila is seven. What happened exactly? What happened? Did she become Tanea?
She really Tomei?
Oh,
so, she's Tomei? You go like by Silo. If she's not Tomei, Rabbi Yehuda is saying.
But the fact that because it says. She was only for 14 years and does not say 14 years and 30 days, that's an indication that we're going like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai Venitma. And the dilemma is, was it the Nitma'ah, Lufi Beis Shammai, always the loynit ma'ah l'fi beis hillel. Fragt the Gemara, if you're going l'fi beis shamai v'nit ma'ah, it wasn't 14 years, it was 14 years and 30 days. And it is
14
no
years and 30 days?
But that's the Gemara's kasha. Where's the 30? That's exactly the soul of the Gemara. What is the case? Is the case benitma lebeis shamai, which means 14 years and 30 days, as Tosfos explains, or is it 14 years flat lefi beis hillel? In fact, the Gemara.
According to beis hillel, also shver. According to beis hillel.
No, it's not shver.
21 years.
No. She was not nitmo lefi beis hillel.
Oh,
Rabbi Yehuda.
I'm sorry.
Rabbi Yehuda says 14 years. Toshma also le'aretz. Look at the Gemara. Toshma also le'aretz. Haru lebeis hillel b'shem nizir oichar shalom acheres. V'sal k'daitach b'shem nitmeis ve'alib lebeis shamay yachir. Rabbi Yehuda imer lohi son nizir leyudal shana. Really, only yudal shana? Incorrect. Incorrect. Yudal shana shloshim yomi barley. Like Tosfos.
Yeah.
Where's the 30 days?
Yeah.
The Gemara says, Tayanam Yachi. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Makro, Zoyser, Asanozer, Hatoro, Omer, Ki Nitmo, Bioy Melois, Teyla, Toiras, Nozir. Now, what does it mean? What's the Tayanam Yachi? What does it mean over here? Let's see what Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi, Toshma, go all the way down. Tanya Nam Yochi, Rashi on the first wide line on the bottom, towards the bottom. Tanya Nam Yochi, the Rabbi Yehuda Islay, the Chinitma Bioy Milois, Moynesh Loishim, the Chavon, the Sir Lechachi, Vade Chod, the Rabbi Yehuda Loihois, and the Zira Ella Yudalid, Shana, Bishaloy Nidmais. You're right, it's a proof. Bishaloy Nidmais, because if Taka, she was Nidmais, Bioy Milois, Ella Yudal Shana, Beloy Nidmais. The Kapala got Hanakama. This view lay Rabbi Yehuda, the Lord did let the McLeod. El Limsav Sheva Shan Mosalaritz for Haru Lushatain is your Sheva Shanim. Voloshna Zed Don, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yitzhak, Alev, Lefne Rabbein, the Kibla. He's talking about his Rabbi, who's Tom Shan the Gemara. So basically, when it says Tainam, he's just saying, you're right. Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, at least. Other Mahacham the Gemara, other Mahacham, but over here, when the Gemara over here says, you're right. The fact that the Mishnah did not mention the 30 days. The Mishnah mentioned Lefi Rabbi Yehuda that it was only exactly 14 years.
Yeah.
And did not mention 14 years plus 30 days.
Right.
Is a clear indication that the Maisa Shahaya was she did not become Tamea. Because if she would have become Tamea, it would have been 14 years and
right.
30 days. Because how do you know? How do you know that it would have
been? So that means she was following Basila.
Right. And the Maisa was she did not become Tamea. So that's
where do you see it from here? It says Knitma Yamalais.
Because the Mishnah says Lefi Rabbi Yehuda she was a Nizir.
No, I know, but it brings a passing it.
Because if a person becomes Tamea on the last day, Biyoy Melois means the very last day.
Yeah.
Maybe you can argue, you can say that if you become Tamea on the last day, you don't have to be Soyser anything. You don't need to be Soyser. Exactly. It would. 14 years. Because what would have been if she would become Tamea? What if she would become Tamea? Because if she were to become Tamea, then what would be is she would have to observe 14 years and 30 days.
According to Bishama, yeah.
What if she had become Tamea?
It would have been Manavshach. It would have been 14 years and 30 days.
Going to Bishama, yeah.
It does either or.
No, what do you do? Basila says you get a Basila says.
According to Beis Hillel.
Let's say she's Tabe. She's 7 or whatever.
When did she become Tabe? If you go on like Beis Hillel,
Basila doesn't hold like the 30 days. She gets 7, she has to do another 7, right?
Right.
According to Bishama, she only had to have 30. Right?
That's correct. Correct.
So let's say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, passing like Beis Hillel was 7. So here's the question to extend it. What if she became Tamei, hypothetically, at the end of 21 years.
It'll be 21 years.
Shammai would never happen because she only gets 30 days. Right? According to Beis Shammai, she comes out with Yisrael.
No. According to Beis Shammai, whenever you become Tamei, according to Beis Shammai, if you're still in the middle, you have to start from the very, very beginning. It says here that the point is, Rabbi Yehuda says, she was in the zero for 14 years flat. 14 years flat. Right.
Okay.
Because if she became
Tamei. She's making up the seven. That's it.
That's it, exactly. Because if she became Tamei, what would happen? She'd have to start all over again.
She'd have to do another seven.
Exactly. And so the only way they can make it come out which perfectly 14 is she did not become Tamei. She comes there to show another seven. Because if she would become Tamei, she would have to go start all over again. Okay, Vaita. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishnah Hayuloshte Kidin Aidim. New cases. Meido is a new case. A person has two sets of witnesses testifying, or Meido so Elo Midim Shinoza Stein, the Elo Midim Shinoza Chomesh. Machloik is how many times did this person accept upon themselves in the zero? One set testifies the person was a nozer twice, and the other witness testifies there was nozer five times. How many times does he have to become a nozer? A person does not remember how many times he was a mekabel in the zero. I don't remember. Was a mekabel to be a nozer twice? Was a mekabel to become a nazir five times? I don't remember how many times I was mekabel nazir. Two witnesses testify to the mekabel nazir two, and two witnesses testify to mekabel nazir five. So what is the halacha? Misha yoshein mekidini edim meidoy says so. Elu midim shnozah shlam yedu midim shnozah shchamish. Beshamai yoyin and Beshamai says nechlo kohaidus vein kan nazir. Garnish, not a nazir altogether. Ein smuchashas. Edis Mukheshas, we can't allow the witnesses if we're not in Nazir altogether. This, the Etzim, is a Sugya in Mesechta Sanhedrin. This Mishnah, Mesechta Nazir, Mesechta Sanhedrin. Next, in Gemara. Mas Nisan, the like Yai Tana, the Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Okay, so therefore, this over here, we have a machlokes. This Mishnah is going. This our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yochanan Breiko. Because the fear Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yochanan Breiko, there's no disagreement, and in this case, you can have to observe two. The only time of Hashem Chatim is only in the case where it's going to be a machlokes within one kadeidus. Next, Gemara Amarav Hakol Moedim B'Moyne. Everyone agrees B'Moyne. And what do you mean? What does it mean? Hakol Moedim B'Moyne. B'moyne, the Gemara explains. Amalei Rav Chista, my come out. What's meant us? What does it mean, moyne? Explain the case. Eile mo echad mechamish v'loy shtayim. One says five. V'loy shtayim. V'yechad mechashtayim v'loy chamish. In other words, each one specifically has a very specific number. If each one is very specific, I'm telling you that he testified, he said, I heard him say two. He did not say five, he said two. And the other one said he said five. Then it's Eidus Mukheshes, they cancel each other out. El Echoremer Achas, Ushtayim, the Echoremer Sholesh, Arbo Chamesh. The person was counting Achas, Ushtayim, Sholesh, Arvo Chomesh, and the other one says Achash Tayim. So therefore, the person definitely was mekabel them in sequence. So everyone agrees he was mekabel at least one or two. Then obviously there's going to be an overlap. Okay, very good. Then almost. Hold on, you guys. Numbers 2 months till the end of the pair. All right, down in Marv now. Start down Marv. Take it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm going to go to the next one. 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 I'm going